Right at 7:10 on Dumia FM More Talk More Music. It's Sbaka Seke ho amogela mo re ya bobedi ya thulaganyo jalo. On the line today ke naleke medi go tswana ka ko Pips kgotsa Botswana Investment Professional Society ga mmogo le ke medi go tswana ka ko the Non-Banking Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority NBFIRA. Ke simole pele ka go amogela me Julian White, the Director of Capital Markets from NBFIRA. Me White ka go amogela mo songono ma mo Dumia FM.
Good morning, bonjour. Good morning, listeners of Duma FM.
Emma. Me White Ranusi Unale Re Tapoloho Mutsubeno and is the chairperson of Botswana Investment Professional Society, BIPS. Mr. Mutsubi, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, bonjour. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, my brother?
I'm fine, thanks.
Right, and Musa Gompieno, the Khandi Malatseng who we're going to be talking about, we're going to be looking at issues that have to do with online trading, as well as the regulatory framework, rather, pertaining to shares and derivatives. We'll also talk a little bit about Makanyeng, who I know most of us are concerned about, which is cryptocurrency. But without wasting any time, maybe let's just jump into it by first of all asking Ma White, first of all, to talk a little bit about NBFIRA, Hore, NBFIRA Kibomang, and what really do they do.
Thank you, bonjour.
Emma.
NBFIRA is a regulator in the financial services sector, regulating industries that fall under the non-banking financial institutions or non-banking side of the financial services sector. So what NBFIRA does is that it's got a broad mandate to regulate and supervise the insurance business, the capital markets players, including the stock exchange, the retirement funds, and the lending institutions. So in a nutshell, the mandate of NBFIRA is to regulate those industries to ensure that they are operated safely and they are sound, financially sound, and that is on the prudential side, and also to ensure that they are conducted or operated by observing the highest standard of conduct of business, and that also they are operated in an efficient, fair, and orderly manner. And another mandate of NBFIRA is to ensure that these NBFIs do not cause instability in the financial system, and also to ensure that they are not operated in a manner that offends against financial crime. So they are monitored for anti-money laundering, terrorism financing, and so on and so forth.
Right. Mr. Mutsubi, Lona Leleba, Botswana Investment Professional Society, maybe just take us briefly through what BIPS does.
Ero. So hela go bile na ke bidiwa tapolo go motshubi. Ke modula stilo wa Botswana Investment Professional Society ka bo BIPS ka bokhutshwane. BIPS ke mokgatlo e kaeletseng go thusa ba dikgwebo tsa dipeelo ka bo investments. Gore ba tswelele pele sentle mo tirong ya bone go thusa Botswana go beeletsa. Maikaelelo a BIPS gape ke go buisanya le go dirisanya sentle le ba puso. Le ba makgotla itebagantseng le tsa dipeelo yaaka NBFIRA. So in short, our mandate is to facilitate a healthy working environment for companies that are in the investments industry, as well as to cooperate and communicate effectively with government and the related regulatory bodies that regulate this industry.
Right, so Ramusu, we believe Sansa Lohon Jose, Harbuaka, Yone, investment, Rubuajalo, Caparisano Baraka, so all Jan Ribile, Horidal Marayan, Hotza, online trading. I think with the advent of you know, the internet and Kahai Lohoran is unlike a thing, we live in a borderless society, you know, I can trade on markets in Horedico, New York, for example. Maybe Homa just take us through what online trading is and some of the products in Horeda are currently available in Maraki.
Yes. So as you said, what online trading is involves when an individual or an entity chooses to conduct their investment activity essentially via technology. And that technology could be as simple as using an SMS. It could be as complex as using the internet. But in essence, it involves some kind of technological form of transacting on those investments. The different types of investments that are available, there are so many.
Yeah.
For purposes of this discussion, I'd want to highlight those that are duly registered and regulated by NBFIRA. Those are the ones that we are most interested in because the people who are conducting those investments have been vetted by NBFIRA for suitability. So the types of investments that you would have in that case would be individuals choosing to buy shares, for example, on the Botswana Stock Exchange. They would buy those shares through a duly registered investment or rather stock broker in Botswana. That broker will enable them to buy shares in companies like First National Bank Botswana, Absa Bank Botswana, and many others on the Botswana Stock Exchange. So key to note is all those counterparts that the person would interact with is registered with NBFIRA. Other types of investments would be unit trusts. This would be where investors are buying a basket of investments. One instrument, it's like a basket, and within it, it has a number of investments in that basket. And the advantage of that kind of investment is that the investments that are within the basket have been chosen by a professional investor duly registered with NBFIRA, right? Those are the types of products that we at BIPS are most interested in promoting because, as we said, they've been through multiple layers of regulatory scrutiny. And even though that scrutiny doesn't mean that the investment itself is guaranteed to yield positive results, the likelihood of the promised result occurring, we believe, is much higher, right?
Right.
Now, on the other hand, we have what I'd call the unregulated investments, and many of these are available online. So, for example, Forex investment schemes, cryptocurrency schemes, and many others. And the form these typically take is some kind of advertisement to entice the investor to invest in that product. Usually the rates of return offered are extremely high, unrealistically high, almost always those kinds of schemes are not regulated by NBFIRA.
Right.
And so I would say that the risks associated with those types of investments are very, very significant.
Right. Ramusubi, what then would qualify, a risk or rather, what would qualify, as realistic and reasonable investment opportunity? Because you spoke about how they are just unrealistic. But what as Mutuenu, maybe now I'm just hella Mutuenu, I'm trying out, in Forex or in cryptocurrency, for example, in these unregulated areas. What would you say is a realistic and reasonable investment opportunity and what isn't?
So what I would say is, if you look at our economy, and if you think about that, if you had to give your money to Absa Bank or First National Bank or one of the other big banks in this country, and you'd have that money on a deposit for a year, you'll typically get 3-4% interest for a full year, right? And that's a relatively safe investment to make.
Right.
Even it has some risks, but generally speaking, that's a safe investment. So for Botswana, I would like to encourage them that when they are thinking of entering into investments, that should be their starting point in terms of, okay, well, if this is what a safe investment is likely to give me, anything that's likely to give me a rate of return or is promising to give me a rate of return higher than this is likely to be riskier, right? So, for example, if one is going to think of buying shares on the Botswana Stock Exchange, those are not deposits, right? There you are buying part ownership of a business, and you are hoping to earn money either from share price appreciation or the dividends that that company is going to pay you over time, right? But in short, the investments di ma promise the rate of return tse le gore di go godimo thata ya ka 1% a day, right? Or 2% a day, or even 2% a week. I want to say that those are unrealistically high rates of return,
right,
because it is extremely difficult to find investments that are safe, that promise the return of your original capital, that are going to give you those rates of return. Right? So whenever you are being offered those rates of return, you have to be very, very skeptical. Pele ga o neela batho madi a gago, o itebaganya le ba NBFIRA, o ba founela. Gore a tota investment e ke bone mo maranyaneng a internet e mpromisang 1% a day, kapo la le 2% per month tota. Kana 2% per month, over a year, that's 24%. That's a high rate of return, which involves a lot of risk.
Right?
So I really want to encourage Botswana gore, before they embark on these investments, please, they must contact NBFIRA, and some contact details will be given later. Because so many Botswana have lost so much money from investing in these unregulated schemes. And those people were not regulated to begin with.
Right.
Just to add on to what Mr. Motsubi said just now relating to internet or products that are offered over the internet, is to say that we have a regulatory framework around securities products or stocks and shares and derivatives, including commodities, assets that can be offered over the internet. So we have a framework that allows for promoters of these types of products.
Right.
They are called online trading regulations.
Mm.
We have them. So these regulations, they require somebody who wants to offer this product over internet platforms to register, make an application for a licensing with NBFIRA. So, but the catch is here is that not all products that are offered over the internet fall under the purview or the regulatory framework of NBFIRA. Not all of them. But in the event that they do and they fall under the definition of a security, under the Securities Act, then if somebody offers those products or targets Botswana, even if that person is based outside, then that person is not really acting in accordance with our regulatory framework. Because for all intents and purposes, if we have a promoter marketing those products from Botswana in the U.S., targeting the U.S. citizens, that person would be required to obtain a license through the SEC
right.
in the U.S. of A. or the, under the Financial Conduct Authority of the U.K. or under some of the regulatory authorities in Europe. So, and that is done for a specific purpose, that if that the person offering those products conducts himself outside the scope of expected conduct, then the authority can, access them, and they can, find out what is going on, and then, if where necessary, bring in an enforcement action against those promoters. So I just wanted to add that we do have online trading regulations that have been issued by the minister of finance, and those regulations are actually in operation. So anybody who offers the products that fall under capital markets in Botswana, targeting the Botswana market without a license, he is actually contravening the framework, the rules and regulations of NBFCIR.
Right. And ibile Ramusubina sta buile gale about simple ways in which you can identify realistic and reasonable investment opportunities vis-a-vis gongwe tse eleng gore there are not so much realistic investments eleng gore gongwe ka moso etabele sello sa garagele batho ba sena tsa madi a me ba sile ka one ke gona eleng gore ke tabo ke a golla ke dumela gore ibile ha bua jalo mo pelong ke a kere go ha re gore ba ntse mo maso go ha ba eleng gore go lebe go ka re ikholegile ba re hithetse kwano mme ne ke batlo re maete gongwe pele o hete ka go tlhalosa tsone these are complex investment structures, what they are and how they are regulated.
Yes, Sonjo, thank you very much. In all markets, Botswana also provides for the framework for the NBFIs to offer complex products.
Yeah.
There are quite a number of them, and in fact now under the new Collective Investments Undertakings Act, we will see an added number of products that are of a complex nature. Currently, we have investment companies with variable capital. Those are structured products that are typically offered by the fund managers that are licensed by us. And those products, those investment vehicles are supposed to be offered to sophisticated investors or to professional investors. But we have found that in the market in the past, that these products have been offered to investors that had the money, but they did not really have the technical know-how on how to assess the risks that are associated with some of these products. For what I can say is that if you are offered a product by an NBFI operator, and you don't understand the product, you must seek professional help if you are not a professional investor. Your typical professional investor will be like an asset manager, a stockbroker, some high net worth individuals, who have been in the market for a very long time, who are aware of the risks that are associated with some of these products. So if you happen to be interested in those products and you are not sure whether you understand them or not, seek professional help.
Right.
Go to the asset manager. If you are a municipality or you are an operator of a trade union, or you are an operator of a SACOS, you don't have the technical know-how on how to assess some of the risks that are associated with some of these products, please go to an investment advisor. What the investment advisor would do is that they would ask you, they will profile you. Ba botsa dipotso tse di rileng tse e leng gore di tla go tlhalosetsa gore wena ha o leng teng as an investor. Do you want to, typically they will find out from you after asking you several questions whether you want to invest for short term or you want to invest long term.
Right.
And if you invest short term, the risk profiling is different from when you want to invest long term. So when you want to invest long term, they would typically know that, okay, you want maybe to put your money into stocks and bonds, or mainly bonds. Bonds are very, very long term investments.
Nice.
So those are the technical processes that the intermediaries within the capital markets employ to risk profile the investors. But again, I'd like to maybe take this opportunity to explain that under the oncoming act, which has just been gazetted the new Collective Investments Undertakings Act. New vehicles will be, investment vehicles will be introduced. One of them would be limited partnerships. So under the limited partnership is a complex structure, and it involves the limited partner who is typically an investor, the person that would be putting money into this vehicle, and then there is also a general partner who is the similar to an investment company, or an SPV, and then there will be a fund manager. So it's three-pronged. An asset manager would be different, would be responsible for managing those assets, but they would be distinct and very different from the general partner. So these are the structures that are complex, and you typically find them in private equity. Again, private equity is something that if you invest into it, you need to understand what is the, if what your money is going to be used to be invested in at the at other end of the horizon. Because the fund manager would collect your money, and I think what investors tend to miss is to ask the question, if you're taking my money, what are you going to put my money into? I think that is a very simple and straightforward question,
right,
that an investor must be able to ask the fund manager. If you collect my 100 million, what are you going to be putting it into if you are promising me this rate of return? So by so asking that particular question, you are already unpacking some of the risks, because they should be able to disclose to you where they are going to invest the money. And when they tell you where they're going to invest the money, then you would be able to assess whether that money is going to be put in risky investments or not.
Maiso, Mema White, re Mutsubile ntshwa re mogala ya jalo. We will continue the conversation on the other side. Lo yana re go noretsa ke bua jalo le me Juliana White, the director capital markets go jwa ka go NBFIRA, ga no se ona le re Tapologo Mutsubile, the chairperson Botswana Investment Professionals Society. We will continue the conversation ra go bua ka tsone di Ponzi scheme yana. Khanye le gore yo ke a itse re bontsi ba rena re tshabeletse hela thata, but we'll get into it on the other side of the headlines. Do keep it locked.
More talk, more music, more music, more music.
Right at 7:32 on Dume FM, more talk, more music. It's about to say that I'm going to help. I'm still in conversation with Mayor Juliana White, the Director of Capital Markets from NBFIRA. I'm going to be the chairperson of Botswana Investment Professional Society, BIPS. Mayor White, I'm going to talk to you about this question. As a regulatory body, I'm going to talk to you about NBFIRA. It deals with licensing and compliance. Jang honetatse gore ba ile gore ke ba beletsi or investors am themselves with kitso e leng gore e lekane gore ba khona re le bone ba itse the investment opportunities e leng gore ba tsena mo go tsone gore tse ke tsedisi ame tse nya tse ya no ka gona le bo here here ke toga ke jabediwa ha. How do you go about arming investors and potential investors ka kitso?
Thank you, Bonjo. There are several programs that NBFIRA undertakes. You will recall that before COVID, NBFIRA used to partner with the Botswana Stock Exchange to conduct roadshows where they would be holding workshops, speaking in various villages to educate members of the public about products that are offered in the capital market. And basically to educate them about the stocks and shares, because at the end of the day, what the investments mainly go into is into the area of the stocks and shares. The derivatives market is not that strong yet in Botswana. It may be coming maybe in the next 3-4 years. If we can be able to establish a commodities exchange, then we should be able to trade those options and futures. So, but that's one. And then secondly, we have also gone on radio to try to speak about, products that are offered by the intermediaries, and also talk about the risks that normally lead to certainly collapse of some of the intermediaries where we have spoken about corporate governance. Corporate governance is key, I guess, you know, if you want to find out if the NBFI is sound. I think as an investor, you need to find out who is running it, who are the board of directors, how do they operate. And Botswana is very small. More often than not, you typically know who is operating those companies.
Right.
We've also published the names of the licensed NBFIs in our website. And often, I think maybe once a year, we go to the media via the newspapers where we provide a list of licensed intermediaries. So that is done as a way of alerting members of the public that these are the kind of companies that you should deal with that are duly licensed by NBCRA.
Right.
Those that do not appear on the list, you should know that, you know, are not licensed. Therefore, tread with care. I think maybe I can stop here for now.
For the typical Motswana to assess whether they are likely dealing with a scam or not, I'd like to encourage them to bear two things in mind. If you are being offered unrealistically high rates of return, which we have just discussed a few minutes ago. For example, you're being offered 1% a day, 2% a day, 2% a month, very high rates of return, number one, right? Number two, if you are being asked to recruit other people into the investment scheme, right? Those two things are huge red flags for investment scams. No matter what the underlying asset may be, it might be forex, it might be crypto, it might be property, it could be anything, but if it has those two aspects associated with one, unrealistically high rates of return, two, being asked to recruit other people into the scheme, then you are likely being targeted by a Ponzi scheme. And you should immediately call NBFIRA and ask them about the bona fides of that scheme that you are being offered. The other thing I wanted to highlight is investors must recognize their emotional state when they are being offered these things, because these scammers prey on two very prevalent human emotions. The one is desperation, the other one is greed.
100%.
Right? So when someone is in a tight financial spot, they are looking for a way out, and they say, they are offered something that is promising them 100% in 3 months. They're like, this thing can solve all my problems. You become very, very vulnerable in that state, and sometimes you do not think rationally when you're in that emotional state.
True.
But the first sort of, I'd say, safeguard is to be aware of whether you are in a desperate kind of state or not. The other one is greed, right? And again, scammers target people's greed. So if maybe you're not desperate, but you feel, ish, you know, my income is whatever it is, but this scheme is offering me 300% a year, and it's going to triple my income, and then I'll be living a lifestyle way beyond the kind that I'm living today, then you also become highly prone to being scammed by these fraudsters, right? So the responsibility, you know, NBFIRA is doing a lot, as Mawait has just highlighted, to educate the nation on this, because it is so painful for people to lose their hard-earned savings, money that they have toiled long and hard to get.
Absolutely.
To scammers, right? So I really want to encourage Botswana on the line to be aware of these points. And even if, you know, we've said a lot today, but if you only remember that, look, unrealistically high returns, I'm being recruited, I'm desperate for money, or I'm feeling quite greedy, please get in touch with NBFIRA to at least get a sense of whether what you're being offered is at least regulated by them or not and has passed through a regulatory filter.
Right. Ramusibe, I want us now to delve a re thalosa kgang yone ya pyramid schemes and ponzi schemes. Ye ke itse gore ya re tsabela thata go nna gona le di press release di tswa go ba NBFIRA, some from Bank of Botswana tse le gore ke le ra di bona di thalosa ka di pyramid schemes and ponzi schemes. Go ngwa pele pele a re simole ka go di thalosa gore ha re this investment is a pyramid scheme or a ponzi scheme. Ra bo ra setsa selebo se sentseng ja. Can you break that down for us?
Ero kore ya ka go ntse yalo mokgwebi o tla ba a senka batho ba e le gore ba tlaba ba investa mo yoneng mo sone scheme seo. But the reality is they would say that they are doing forex or they are doing crypto, they are doing property, but meanwhile they are not doing those things, right? Or the extent to which they are doing them is very limited. And the way that it actually works is the promoter or the fraudster will attract an initial group of people. So let's say they attract an initial group of 10 people. They each put in 10,000 bool, right? They then ask those 10 to go and recruit each of them another 10, right? Then when those other 10 then put in my 1,000 bool, that money is then used to pay the initial 10, right?
Yeah.
That's how the first people into the scheme get their returns. They are not told that because no one, you know, most people do not willingly participate as in Ponzi schemes. But in truth, that is where the returns for the initial investors come from. That's why some of these things can go on for so long. And that's why they can often gain a lot of popularity because someone will say, no, na ke tsene ka January gompieno 1,000 pulo ne ke motsentse ke March me ano ke 2,000 pulo. Thousand, obon. But that 1,000 pulo would have grown from 1,000 to 2,000, not from any valid investment being made, but by using the money that the later entrants contribute. That money is then used to give to the first entrants, right? Then those second entrants go and recruit the third and fourth entrants. The third and fourth entrants pay the first and second. The fourth and fifth, helayal, and hence the term a pyramid. Like it builds on itself, but unfortunately, all pyramid schemes ultimately draw to a close, even though they can persist for a while. But usually by the time they collapse, the investors lose all their money. But in essence, in summary, that's how it works.
Right. And how do we go about avoiding such scams?
I think it goes to the statement I made just before this one, is if you're being offered unrealistically high rates of return, number two, if you're being asked to recruit, or even if there's an element of recruiting, so even if they're not asking you to recruit, but you know that one of the ways that they've gotten people into the scheme has been through encouraging people to recruit into the scheme, then you are highly likely dealing with an investment scam. And sometimes these things can look very credible. So the world's most famous Ponzi scheme was run by Bernie Madoff, a gentleman who ran a Ponzi scheme for, I believe, more than 20 years. And for the type of investment he was making, even though the returns were not unusually high, but they were unusually stable, right? So for the type of instrument that he was investing in, yet consistently every year he was generating 12%, you know, that became a very popular investment for many, many people. But it was a Ponzi scheme, right? And there were multitude of red flags, even in a sophisticated scheme like that. Right. So, Emma.
I just want to say to the listeners that Bernie Madoff, actually, you know that he was the chairman of NASDAQ. NASDAQ is the national National Association of Securities Dealers in the U.S. It's an alternative market, which is huge in the U.S. When I'm saying an alternative market, I mean that it is operating along the same lines as the New York Stock Exchange. So the New York Stock Exchange is a public stock exchange, but the NASDAQ is more on the dealer side. The dealers are the ones that are operating on it, like your typical banks, you know, like investment banks would be members of NASDAQ. So, and he was the chairman of NASDAQ, and nobody picked up that this Bernie Madoff was a fraud. And they actually find out that he was a fraud, and they caught him, and he went to jail for it.
It's such a
fact. So this kind of, what we are trying to say to members of the public is that some of these fraudulent activities are so sophisticated that they're actually mind-boggling, you know. When you come, because we do a lot of inspection investigations, we looked into some of these schemes. You look at them and you see the web that had been created. It's actually unreal. So, like Ramutibi is saying, Hella, if you feel, and you know, you got feeling, sometimes you can feel for this thing doesn't really, even when you are dealing with a person that is dishonest, sometimes you can sort of have a third sense, yeah, for this is not really, it's something. When something like that happens, get in touch with us.
Right.
And just say to NBC, na kere le re bontshe le ntibise go fa kana maloba ke ofarilwe product a muhuta o ne ke botsa gore mme yone hela product a muhuta ke yone nka tsenya madi mo go yone. You know, just asking that question, by asking that question to us, we should be able to assist you. Gore, first of all, we would know whether that particular company is legitimate.
Right.
You know, it's legitimate. And the other thing that we wanted to explain is that some of these sophisticated fraudsters, they operate what looks like very legitimate operations. And, you know, they would have top-of-the-range corporate governance, rules and regulations, policies, processes, but they would still go scamming. So the capital markets is an area, it can really benefit members of the public. But on the other hand, be careful what you buy, what you get yourself into within the capital markets.
Right.
Sophisticated. If you don't, you feel you don't have the financial sophistication that is required to assess the risk, get in touch with NBC.
Right.
And I want to tie in something Mawite mentioned earlier around sophisticated investors and some of the regulations around that. Because if you look at Bernie Madoff, he was not available to retail investors.
Yeah.
He was only available to these very sophisticated investors. By long kore, regulators assume, look, you guys you as sophisticated entities are able to do your own due diligence.
Mm.
And even then, Bernie Madoff was able to fool those people, right? So, in a way, it's fortunate that retailers didn't lose so much, and yet the volumes that sophisticated investors lost in Bernie, it was in the tens of billions of dollars, right?
Mm.
But the type of scheme that the typical, you know, our average Motswana is likely to encounter is going to come from a WhatsApp blast. It's going to be a Facebook, somebody's claiming that they can do all sorts of things. Those are nowhere near the level of sophistication that Bernie Madoff, yet can have so far resulted in Botswana losing so much money. So we are really encouraging them to please make NBFIRA a partner in their lifetime investing journey. And please get in touch with NBFIRA. Even if you think an investment is completely legitimate, you know, you're not going to lose anything by contacting them and saying, look, this entity is offering me this.
Mm.
Are these people registered with yourselves? Is this a valid thing to consider?
Right.
The other thing that I wanted to add is that investors or members of the public can always call us for a list, to provide a list of investment advisors, for example. Mm. We'll be able to provide a list of the investment advisors with their contact details. We are also able to provide a list of the stock brokers and the dealers with their list of contacts, the asset managers, also with their list of contacts, a list of the fund managers. These are the managers that typically run unit trusts and investment companies. We can provide you with a list of them. We can provide you with a list of custodians. These are the investment side of the banks that keep assets that are being managed by the fund managers and also by the asset managers. We can provide you a list of that. We can provide you a list of, if it's in the, you are probably looking at whether you are due for corporate a dividend or an interest. We can give you, if maybe your stocks are, some of few members of the public still have their shares in paper form, we can give you a list of transfer secretaries that calculate dividends and corporate actions. And also we can give you the contact of the Central Securities Depository that keeps all the assets in terms of stocks, bonds that are being listed on the stock exchange for you to make inquiries. So we have a database of intermediaries that play a role within the capital markets that members of the public would be encouraged to consult from time to time in their investment journey.
Right. Okay, I wonder dipotso dintsi go ha se leng gore they are coming through the WhatsApp line, the SMS line and the calls, but reta ba re nela sebaka. Gongwe santse le gone ho Mama White, the issue of cryptocurrencies and speculative investments. I think this is a thorn in many countries, you know. Others are calling for the regulation thereof. Others have decided gore ebile are going to make themselves a hub for cryptocurrency and the trading thereof. But hela gone se leng go tla tlhagang gore, what's your take first of all on cryptocurrencies and speculative investments, and are they regulated? There's definitely a workshop, cryptocurrencies and how we can become part of it.
Cryptocurrency, as far as we know, is an unregulated product, because if you look at it, Bank of Botswana offered issued a statement some time ago that Bitcoin was not a currency. And then Mokorona, looking at the definition of securities, we really cannot place crypto into any of the assets that have been listed under the definition of the security, which is a stock, shares, bonds, debentures, and so on and so forth. Cryptocurrency, but we have had a lot of inquiries as NBC era. On cryptocurrency, and we believe that for cryptocurrency to be licensed in Botswana, we need to undergo to develop some framework around it for it,
right.
For its regulatory framework, and that would involve policy. The government will have to be notified on the need to accommodate this kind of an asset, but right now. But just to say that on the logistics side, in order for a cryptocurrency to operate in a country, first of all, it needs to be convertible. Do you understand? You need to have an interface between crypto and also the local currency. So you should be, for settlement purposes or for conversion, you should be able to convert Bitcoin into Pula or Pula into Bitcoin. But right now, there is no structure in country that is able to do that kind of conversion or that where there is a framework where the Pula rate, there are no rates, you know, there is no connectivity whatsoever. The central bank has to be able to recognize crypto in order for it to be able to be accepted as a mode of payment in a country. But right now, there is absolutely no framework that enables that to happen.
Ramos, will be same question to you, Nguyen.
Iro, from my perspective, as an investment practitioner, I would really summarize cryptocurrency to say I would like to encourage Botswana to view it as a speculative endeavor.
Mm.
Right? As my wife has highlighted, you know, linking currency to these cryptos, it's a misnomer because cryptocurrencies don't meet so many of the characteristics that are required for something to be called a currency. You know, a currency needs to be a stable store of value. It needs to be something that people can use to transact with. I mean, you can't take your Bitcoin to go and buy your monthly groceries.
Mm.
And on the point of stability, the price changes so dramatically from 1 month to the next. Right. So from my perspective, not only Bitcoin, but in essence, all the cryptocurrencies that are in existence today and they're continuing to proliferate, people must understand that they are not backed by anything other than what people believe they are worth.
Mm.
Right? So unlike, you know, today if you hold 10 pula in your hand, you know, those pulas are backed by the faith and promise of the Botswana government. Right? A cryptocurrency is not backed by anything. Right? Other than people's potential desire for it. And if people don't desire it tomorrow and the price falls 80%, yeah, who will look away?
Harare, it is not a share. Hasi share, hasi sadi. Kampo, hasi, hai, weli, mo, mihuting, ipi. Yadi, adese, lunghore, dialetale, lo, momala, ongarona. Kika horing. Sabe, hore, sinne, le value, susanto, rebese, big, like something. Just take for an example. If the government issues a government bond, for which they have issued quite several, it is because the government has got a balance sheet. Hager. Balance sheet that thing, the beef industry, all the assets that the government has, the revenues that are generated through tax. Now, if you take a company like maybe a commercial bank that has issued shares, these shares of the company, the assets of the bank. Or if you take one of the insurance companies that has issued shares on the stock market, and rare in a lead shares is a security. Kikakore that insurance company in a lead assets. Say long for it. Ever so often, you know, they are valued. They are valued, and you can see that these companies have operations. But when you go to Bitcoin, how go talohanya sege gore Bitcoin hela di assets ha re ka re ena le di assets gore re tere classify as a security. Re ka re di assets tsa ene ke la ka re motsina bu. Ko gore ke dilo tsa di computer hela tse di leng ko bile re tsa gore ga di hakae. Se leng gore motswana khantela ha ile gore company ya teng gongwe ya jewa. Le gona ha go kana le bone bo liquidation. Ga go ka ke ga itse go thawa go dira liquidation. Go go bona di assets tse o kae gore di creditors and debtors ba khone gore ba bolelo gore nya company ne operator ha ne bana le di machine ke tse bana le eng ke se le se se halele se. Go ha re ka ga gona sepe se leng gore bosi ba gore di company tse di operator di Bitcoin di na le di assets. That's why it's very difficult to classify Bitcoin or cryptocurrency as a security that is backed by assets.
Right.
As we expect in the capital market.
Right.
In the future.
In Equator ke o tsena gona gano gone ho maetse ke re let's go to the news and then etare lona ba ene gore le reditse go lesega ha ile gore gona le potso ene gore letsa go e botsa re letse mo 3500131 romela malaetsa a WhatsApp ko 7628181885 or you can send a text message to 16616 that's 3500131 7628185 16616. We'll continue the conversation and take your questions and comments on the other side of the news. Do keep it locked.
Duma FM, more talk, more music.
It's 8:05 on Duma FM, more talk, more music. It's Eswaka Sekiro Amukhele, Rezoala Hela Jalo, Kibisana Le, the NBFIRA, Director, Capital Markets, Me Juliana White, Hamohole, Mr. Tapolo Homo, to be the Chairperson of Botswana Investment Professional Society, Rwile Jalo Kari, Khandile Mmalwa, Rata Tile Khanzo, Netsetsa Online Trading, Rwile Jalo Kari, Tonedi Ponzi Schemes, and Pyramid Schemes, Rwile Jalo Kari, Cryptocurrencies, and Speculative Investments. Mr. Kisara, Hello, Kungwana, Lepozo, then do feel free to call us on the numbers aforementioned, 3500131. The WhatsApp line is 7628181885, or you can send a text message to 16616. I have a voice note here.
Some of these certificates
that
are issued by government,
mm-hmm,
are not necessarily backed by anything.
Mm-hmm.
They are W-E-O-M-M-Y or something like that.
The W-E-M-M-Y. All right, thank you for that one. Duma FM, you're live. Duma FM, good morning.
Morning, Ra.
Morning, sir.
Liga.
Retir.
Hallo.
Ra re mo go re bua le mangoka eng kone.
O bua le Robert Mathu di conference tao.
Re mo atshudi a rute potswao.
Ra bona, ke ne ke kopa number ya batho ba ndifira ka gore ke na le botshata le di company tse ke investile mo go tsone in terms of buying shares.
Right.
Ya no ne ke batla gore gongwe ke te ke bua le bone go botlhokong.
A gona molatong kone ba ta ene.
Ba ta re ene.
Erra.
Thank you mothetsu.
Thank you sir. Dumela FM, good morning.
Hello, Ra.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. Ne ke batla go botsa foro mane ba thoba ba ntifira wa. Na ra mo twa ikwetse kwa bona. Go tsala ba ka le le ka ga rena ke na le go dite tharo le gore ikwetse kwa bona. Ra utana sir.
Ra utana sir.
Ke ra ga re no go na le sekolo tse sengwe ke kolota go mo ka mo shopongwe. Le shopo a teng re utwa mo dilo le re utwa mo dilo go te ya ya tswa. E be le gore ba ra ba re gora gore le duela dikoloto tsa lona le a di hetsa gora gore be ke duela sekoloto sa ka be ke se hetsa ke na le insurance mo teng yaan insurance a ka banaka na re ke na duele sekoloto ka madi a insurance a ka be e le gore nyaa gona sepe se e leng gore ba sebua righto ntheele shopo e be e tswalana be ko ikuela ko bona ke raya kgwedi tse tharo le go bua kwa tsibanphetole fela
raiso ke lebogile re moile
yes
erra ke dumela gore ba tatsi bogela potso yone eo dumela FM dumela Jumia FM, hello.
Good morning, bonjour.
Good morning, sir.
Well, okay.
Erra.
Madame, I'm going to say that it's very unfair because but about Bitcoin, it's about crypto. I don't know about digital bank. I'm going to say that it's about the government. I'm going to say that I'm going to say that I'm going to say Bitcoin.
Right.
At the end of the day, if they had tried by all means to make sure that they register, they have not been given the option to register.
Mm.
That is why now we know nothing about it.
Right.
But there are those people who are very much competent with the whole operation here, Bitcoin, the crypto.
Yes,
so, there's a little bit of unfairness because now. But the rebel of it, that's all the Saraka Kobanda, but this cover thing, the thing, you can't do this, you can't do this, but probably it could have been very fair, Bonjo, if you have called, but for Lebanon by Gwenin.
Rice.
That's my take on.
Okay, Sara Lebharaki. Thank you very much, sir. Let me go through some of the messages here. I think we lost them, but me. One here says, I would like to find out from NBFIRA if the message, in fact, says that I would like to find out from NBFIRA if they have a monetary policy in place to deter these investments in Botswana and how do they protect Botswana from fraudulent activities. All right. Ba re bea businesses are registered le NBFIRA. If go ntse jalo re ka thusiwa jang gore mapodisi ba re latele. I'm guessing that's what the message says. Another one here says dumela re mathumo, there are those ba e leng gore they are conversant with Bitcoin jaaka re ke yana bua. I think gore NBFIRA le bone ba bipsi ba thobosa hela, maybe they should involve them ba buisana le bone to see how it works, because there are those ba e leng gore it has worked for them. So gore re thobose hela based on our knowledge of investment, but it's a different kind of investment too. So I think it should be given a chance. Raskara thobosa hela Ramatumo. All right, and lastly one here says ako ompeletse go hora ba NBFIRA gore re ba tshwara ko kae mme ebile gape dikgang tsa bone ba tsaya sebaka se kae gore ba ditsibogae le nna nkile ka isa ngongwarara ke digela kgwedi go sena opeo e leng gore o kile a tsa ngongwara ya me. Alright, ile molaetso tswa ko mothokaine. Let me take this last one here. Says that a kompoletse re mosubi ho ka kganyone ya pyramid schemes gore a mme tsotlhela tse e leng gore ga gote o recruite batho gore o kgone gore o we re madi, are they all Ponzi schemes or pyramid schemes? Kgotsa gona le tse e leng gore they are not pyramid schemes. Ke buisetse ko go lona ga ke itse ra ne ra kgaoga go ho gore a letule tsotlhe mme ya le gore ke di buelele gape go na le o ne a botsa gore tsamaiso ke eng kgotsa sebaka se e leng gore la se tsa go tsibogela dikgang turnover time, particularly how one of the complaints of one who MMA to go in Bifira. I run a 3 months are put Tile Rumpieno, a high Sikobo, a Tibuhelo Kanyaho, Omwe or Rumetse, a voice note abuta about Hilo Hakimutule Sente, one are WE. MMO gore ke eng o utaletse sengwe sa go nna jalo e ke nlele sebaka sa gore ka ditsibogala tseo.
Thank you Bonjo, and thank you for the question. Ena ya ke tse ya ntha ya WMMY, ne kere kera kopa ra mo reisi kere eo mo capital market go lebega e kete ga re itse. May, what we can do is check with the other departments, because hana re bua hala ka capital markets tsa le patalatsa di peeletso go mo mapateng a mangwe bo insurance jana de go bana le one company ya down senja. And then ke be ke tse ba ganya le e go teng go tsa lo ba ka lo lokae gore re NPC ra e rarabolole dingongorego tse di tswang ko members of the public. Ke ta I'll speak for the capital market. Dingongorego tsa sa rona ideally they should take between 14 days and to a month. Me so, it's very straightforward. Highly getting on record the complaints, it's very straightforward. Had it the Lebaka, Lele, Capital Market. Now, when I let's say long for the complex, say long for our sensor, go in the string, Mokumaratana go in the string, Rabirita, Lokore, Baba, where the complaints is long for a just a little city traffic and Boholo Holo. Mokun Sinjalo, Sabahora, for a Rosa, my Rotomise. Re batla gore company yo ina ya halala kae gongwe re taithlala ile gore ene ya tswa mo botswana gongwe ya kwa mahatsheng a sele go bo gore a gore re ikgolaganye le di regulator tsa kwa mahatsheng ane a wa go bolandani ko ko US go tsa lo baka e no tedi ntjalo di khona gore di tselo baka
mais
ya no go bo nna le nngwe potso ene e bua ka Natka the crypto gore a me a ga se kra e ga se gore di crypto assets re se kara dithobosetsa rotso thehela ko re le ba capital market le ba indifira ka gore ka mneng ha le ke itlwa mo raising na botsa ka tenke ka gore some of the people have realized returns in the in investing in cryptocurrency. Nya ga re rialo ga ra re ba ditlhobogele ko khakala. What we are saying is that ba tlhaloganye gore cryptocurrency ko go rona ha o tsentse madi mo go yone o bo jewa NBC ra ga ena ka ha molaong it doesn't have the power to go after the offer ba tlhoba number of offer cryptocurrency eo ka gore ga ra ba license e tla nna kgang ya mapodisi yaanong moreetsi yo mongwe o ne a kile a botsa ka mapodisi go na le mapodisi a serious fraud squad ba e leng gore ka ikgolagangwa le bone and then there is the Botswana police ba e leng gore le bone go ikgolagangwa ka bone mo diemong tse dintseng jalo tsa gore gongwe go seilwe ka madi ga re re ga gona dipoelo jaaka re motshibi nna a bua dipoelo ha e le gore ke company e legitimate like Bitcoin la fa go nogelwa le lona gore bo 2017 Bitcoin's prices were up. Go na le ba bangwe ba dirile madi mo Bitcoin mme go na le batho ba ba rang ba rekisa bo Bitcoin mme e se batho ba ba rekisang Bitcoin ba rekisa mo go sele bao le bone ke batho ba e leng gore ke ba dirukutlhi. Go na le ba e leng gore ba rekisa Bitcoin mme ba rekisa yone mme ra re le ga ba rekisa yone ya le o e rekile o le motswana itse gore kgona go wa hela bo over 50% overnight ke ane that is a very speculative and risky investment ke sone se re batlang go re batswana re ba tlhabe podimatseba gore ba tlhaloganye dutse. ke
tsho ga ra re mo tsibuna ba tla kwa khotsa tse re mo sibu
ka tsa le putsa gore a gona le di recruitment scheme o kapo di investment scheme tse tse di involve recruitment a ga gona tselo gore di tsamaisa ka tshwanelo ni go tla o se tola ke mo experience nyaka bontsi wa di investment scheme tse involve recruitment and high unrealistic returns e di fraud in my experience, right? To the extent that there are investment schemes that involve recruitment, and there are some well-known ones that we all know, from my perspective, either the thing is a fraud or its investment proposition, even if it is not a fraud, is very flimsy. Right?
Yeah.
I hope you
are.
Kana kona investment scheme ke le gore di no ba recruitment di sa di re khutle gore batho ba teng ba na le maikaelelo lo a siameng ne the investment proposition e se yone and I won't say the likelihood of loss is high, right? I'm yet to come across an investment scheme that involves recruiting other people that is very, very sound and benefits the majority of participants over a long period of time. This is just my experience. So hopefully that answers it. I do accept that I don't know everything when it comes to this kind of area. But I'm yet to come across one that is, yeah, I think I've made the point, so I won't belabor it.
Right. Ka gore nako ke yone e re siileng botsadi ko bogelong gongwe megala yone ya NB Fira Mema White mo sephatong sa motsotso.
Thank you, Ra. Rebonjo. The members of the public can contact NB Fira on the following numbers. 368-6100. I repeat, 368-6100. Or they can email NBCRA at info@nbcra.org.bw.
Can we
email address again?
Emma, please.
info@nbfira.org.bw.
Nice one. Go hale mema wa tikwa torotla re fa e khanyone ya gore turn around time ya di complaints is how long or ya di query gone ko NB Fira.
Era we are from the capital markets. If it's a straightforward query tota is about 2 weeks. Highly between 2 weeks and a month. Highly a complex query e khona go tsa lobaka close to bo 2-3 months ka gore ra be really dependent on third parties ka konte.
Right. Botsadi tae ke tsaya sebaka se ke le leboge go bua le rona mosong wa gompieno le gore thaba podimatse ba concerning these different issues. Thank you very much for your time and hopefully it's a conversation they know we'll have more in the future. Ke lebogetse nakwalo.
Ra leboga. Bonjo, thank you Duma FM and to the listeners of Duma FM. Thank you.
Lebogile bonjo. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Ke jalo me White me Mema White wa ene gore she's the director of capital markets go tswa gone ka ko NB Fira ka ko ona ana le Mr. Tapologo Motshubi, the chairperson of Botswana Investment Professional Society, talking a little bit about issues that have to do with online investment. Talked about Ponzi schemes, cryptocurrencies, the regulation frameworks ene go diteng specifically and particularly for online investments. Ke dikhantse ene gore ta nna re di bua ya ka ke wa kopile gore ta la letsa le bona ba ene gore ke o mantsutsi di mo bo Bitcoin as well. Investors just so also we can get the side of them by they are pushing for crypto
conversation with the nation.